This is the closing market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone right now with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
The market's just chopping around. Ever since this government shutdown, it's been hard on the market. It's hard to find direction. There's no export information, which is a big plus for the market, exports, of course, and offsetting the harvest pressure we've seen in the last month. But we have no inspections, no flash sales, no export sales on Thursday. We know they're coming, but we don't know what they are. And they usually, you know, a lower price will bring in more. But we're kind of flying blind that way. Harvest is approaching a halfway point, pretty much there, 58% in the beans. I'd say around 44% in the corn. If you look at the technicals, those markets made lows in August after the August crop report that had the high ball yield numbers in corn. I think it was 188 and change. Yields more right now are more like 185 or below. And usually, of course, the halfway point of harvest is a seasonal low, although the lows are already made. So I think the market's congested for maybe a rally going into post-harvest.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
At the close, December corn up 2.25 at 4.13 even. November soybeans down 1.25 at 10.06 and a half. December soybean meal up 20 cents at 274.30. Soybean oil down 3 cents at 50.57. On the Merck, October live cattle up $1.25 at 241.82. October feeders up 4.67 at 380.17. Lean hogs down $1.70 at 83.15. December pork cutout down 3.50 at 92 even. And October Class 3 milk up 3 cents at 16.92. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us today. That's been a check of the closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.